Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can, again, take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can go there and you can enjoy the site for free. Plus, you can vote for us. It is something that happens only once a year. The podcast awards are going on now, but probably only for the next 4 hours or so. I'm not sure. It doesn't say on their website exactly, at least on the front page. I haven't dug deep, but it doesn't say exactly when the voting period will end. I would presume it'll either be midnight Eastern or midnight Pacific. That's my guess as to when the voting period closes. So if you haven't yet voted, please do. If you haven't voted since yesterday, please do, because they reset the vote option every 24 hours. You can vote again every 24 hours, but that's not going to happen tomorrow because it's over tonight at midnight. So go to podcastawards.com, choose Free Talk Live in the politics/news category, and then fill out the rest of the form and get your verification email. Click the link inside it, and you're done. Done for 2010, and we will keep our fingers crossed and hope that we win, because it is apparently down to the wire in most of the categories in the podcast awards.
Yeah, so we desperately need your vote.
Yeah, which means the other liberty-oriented shows out there could also use some assistance. There's some of our friends in the liberty world are in other categories. You'll find School Sucks in there. You'll find Free Domain Radio. You'll find Pirates of Savannah. And Hardcore History, I think that's
libertarian-ish. I like Hardcore History. Yeah, I like TED is in there.
Yeah, so there's some other good stuff there, too.
Skeptic's Guide to the Universe is kind of interesting.
So head on over to podcastawards.com as we take your phone calls about what you want, and then we'll tell you about the bomb squad being called out for something that was blinking in Washington. What was it?
Turn signal?
Take a guess.
Ryan in Iowa, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, a lot's on my mind. Okay, thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, that's what we do, so you don't really have to thank us too much. But go ahead.
Okay, long story short, I was in the United States Navy Delayed Entry Program from August 28th of 2008 until April 13th, 2009, Easter Sunday. I actually swore in down at MEPS, Military Processing, in Des Moines, the exact moment that Obama took the Democratic nomination.
Okay.
I don't think that was any coincidence, because I was PO'd because I actually supported Obama in the caucuses and I ended up voting for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Big mistake. Big, big mistake.
Well, I mean, it's not like you had many options.
I think
McCain would have done that much better of a job?
Well, yeah, I mean, I should have voted for Bob Barr, the Libertarian, or, you know, my uncle. He's always voted for Nader the past couple elections, but I digress. Okay. Basically what happened was I learned too much too fast while I was in DEP. Like, I, you know, basically what they're trying to do with United, like, do you guys know much about DEP?
No, in fact, I was just about to ask you, what's DEP?
Okay. If you were to call 1-800-USA-NAVY.com and ask them, you know, like, oh, okay, I have a buddy who's in the delayed entry program, what is it? They'll basically say something along the lines of, well, it gets you ready for basic training. And that's partially true, it does, but they don't take just any average Joe Blow sailor and throw them into DEP. You know, like, my original ship date was April 7th of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to give me about 7 months to get ready, which I didn't need that long. Basically, what they're trying to do, like, the delayed entry program, it's basically equivalent to Army ROTC. It's officer training.
Okay.
So what they're doing with DEP right now, what they're doing with equivalent Army ROTC and the equivalent with the Air Force and the Marine Corps, is they are just trying to make all-out super soldiers right now.
They're I don't understand. Like,
well, all right, I scored an 89 on my ASVAB. You know what the ASVAB is?
Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery.
They told us that this is just what they told me. It could be untrue because they lied to me left and right. The average score right now is like 35.
I scored
an 89.
Is that down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they had in October of 2008, they had me take the nuclear engineering test. You had to get a 50 out of 85 on it. I scored a 47.
Mm-hmm.
I would easily pass the flying colors. It had just been so long since algebra and trigonometry class in high school, because I was 21 when I signed up.
Gotcha.
My 21st birthday was August 26, 2008. So I just barely missed the cut on that. Well, then they started, you know, asking me questions like, oh, what would you think about naval intelligence? What do you think about joining the NSA? And I'm like, whoa. Hey, I'm only 21 years old here, one step at a time. So anyway, so what I did was I dissented. I got so scared about what they were doing that I bolted. I left town about a week before I was supposed to leave for basic.
Mm-hmm.
I borrowed a bunch of money off my grandma under false pretenses. I borrowed like $6,000 from her, and I left Iowa. I went out to Las Vegas. Somehow, some way, they found me out there.
Really?
Yeah. Cell phone?
No, because I didn't own a cell phone. I haven't owned a cell phone in like a year and a half.
Did you use a credit card?
No, I didn't use a credit card. I've never had a credit card in my life. I had this online friend. She was a Facebook friend and then became a phone friend, and she always said, hey, if you're ever in Vegas, you need a place to stay, you know, get a hold of me. So I did. I was out there, and I'm like, okay, I need a place to stay. Had never met her in person. Had only met her, you know, had only talked to her through Facebook, MySpace, and on the phone. So I stayed with her for the night. I wake up, and I missed my ship date. My ship date was April 7, 2009. I wake up on April 8, 2009, to my friend, Charlene is her first name, handing me her cell phone saying, Petty Officer Christopher Davidson wants to talk to you. And I'm like, what?
That is crazy, yeah.
So I'm like, what? So I picked up the phone, and I'm just like, hello? He's like, Ryan, what are you doing? What are you doing in Las Vegas? And I'm like, how did you get this number? He's like, well, that's not important. They ended up putting me on a Greyhound bus from Las Vegas, and I was supposed to go out to Des Moines, and that's where he was going to pick me up. And they said, oh, we'll just ship you off to basic training next week. Ended up missing my transfer in Denver. So they said, oh, okay, we can get you on a bus to Kansas City. I'm like, well, hang on. I got to call Davidson. So I called Petty Officer Davidson, and I'm just like, this is what they can do. He's like, I will pick you up in Kansas City. Ends up picking me up in Kansas City, drove from Dubuque, Iowa. That's where I'm originally from. That's where I was at Adept Dubuque. Drove from Dubuque, Iowa to Kansas City to pick me up. That's an 8-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
Picked me up. He's like, okay. He picks me up. This was like, yeah, this would have been the day before Good Friday of 2009, so it was on a Thursday. And he drove me from there back up to Dubuque. And he's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go watch a graduation tomorrow with the fellow Deppers, and then we'll put you in. And he's like, I'll take care of you this weekend, and then we'll send you off to basic on Monday. And that's what they did. On Good Friday of 2009, me and my fellow Deppers, we went out to a graduation at Great Lakes, Illinois. All naval basic training is done at Great Lakes, Illinois.
So it was going to be your intention to not join the military at this point. That's
exactly.
Why
I never
out.
Wanted to join in the first place. My parents gave me an ultimatum. You know, they were like, you can move back in with us, but you got to join the military. Because my dad, he was anti-military guy because he was a Marine back in the 80s, and he hated it.
What did you tell them as to why you went to Vegas?
I didn't really have to tell them anything. It's crazy because, like when you're in DEP, you can opt out of your contract at any time. You're not legally required to go because you're not bound by the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
But they wanted you so bad.
Right.
They wanted your warm body.
Curious about this is that, you know, you didn't really have to do anything at this point because you hadn't actually done whatever it is, that last thing that one has to do.
You weren't in yet, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're in like a really weird limbo when you're in depth. You know, it's like you're in, you've already sworn in.
So why did you go along with this guy? I mean, why did you?
Because I was scared. I mean, I was only a kid. I'm still a kid.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I went out, you know, we watched on Good Friday 2009. It would have been what, April 11th or something. So we went out, we watched the graduation, and like, and this is what's weird. You're in a weird limbo and you're in depth. It's like you're in, but you're not. They give you orders, but you don't really have to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's graduations every Friday.
They're getting used to following orders.
Right.
And so when all the sailors who were graduating, there was like 700 guys who were graduating that day, all of us Deppers who were there, and there was a bunch of Deppers from Iowa. There was like a couple hundred of us. We all had to stand up at the same time as the people graduating, give the salute, and say the Sailor's Creed.
Okay.
And so anyway, so we got done watching that. We went to the Nexus, the Naval Exchange, you know, the store. We just kind of dicked around on, excuse my language.
That's
we just kind of messed around on base for a while. Then we went back to Dubuque, dropped off all the Deppers, and Petty Officer Christopher Davidson, who is now being investigated by the Inspector General, because I called him and talked to him about a month ago. And he's investigating Davidson really.
Where is this going? I'm just curious. I mean, it's been an interesting story, but what direction are you taking us?
So I ended up getting intentionally arrested the night before I was supposed to leave for basic, the new night I was supposed to leave for basic, and I got intentionally arrested. I ended up getting thrown into jail for all these crimes I didn't commit, and it's crazy.
Are we talking about arrested by the military police?
No. MPs couldn't arrest me, so what they had to do, it the civilian way.
I don't know where this is going, but I'll let you continue here in a moment. More with his story and more with your thoughts as well. You can bring up anything to 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me?
This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want, share your story with us, your thoughts, your ideas, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Some of the features on our website include our chat room and webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact, you can do all of those things, and they're all completely free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, they can get the private labeling done in a day and get it to you overnight. It's in stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, we're going to continue here. I think Ryan is still with us listening in Iowa. And, Ryan, you were telling us a detailed story about how you joined the military. You were in the delayed entry program. Actually, we don't even know if you actually ever really got in. You haven't gotten to that point in the story yet. But you were in this delayed entry program.
Uh-huh.
You ended up deciding you didn't really want to join the military. So right before you were supposed to join up, you ended up going out to Vegas. Somehow they tracked you down. You got on a bus at their request because you were pretty intimidated by what they were, how they were treating you. So even though you didn't have to go along with it, the mindset was had been created in, I guess, in you that that for whatever reason you did. And so this recruiter comes and drives 8 hours to pick you up from a bus station. You drove back with him, and then you were going to continue your story, I think, from right around there.
That's good, Ian.
So we get back. We get done watching the graduation on, Good Friday of 2009, Easter weekend. Yeah, it would have been, what was the date?
It doesn't matter.
April 11, 2009, whatever. So after we drop off all my fellow Deppers, you know, because most of them were in high school, I was the only one who was like 21. You know, that's why this recruiter, this petty officer Christopher Davidson, that's why he would like invite me to his house and like he'd give me beer and like we'd drink together, which is a clear cut violation. He always told
allegedly.
Me.
I mean, we don't know him. When,
yeah, allegedly.
Story.
Allegedly. Don't take anything I say at face value.
Now, did this recruiter stand to be disciplined for losing you as a recruit?
No, well, because he wasn't even my recruiter. He was a recruiter. My recruiter was Petty Officer Danielle Barr. Last I heard, she got transferred down to Florida, and she's like an IT down there or something now.
Hmm.
But anyway, so Easter weekend, like after we drop off all my fellow Deppers, he looks over at me. He's like, what guarantees do I have that you're not going to go out drinking this weekend and get in trouble? And I'm like, okay, quick think. And I'm like, what if I give you my driver's license? I can't go buy beer. I can't go out to bars if I don't have my ID. And he's like,
pretty much.
Oh. Yeah, well, he didn't know that I was already a regular at a lot of bars in Dubuque, Iowa. So I ended up going out, and I pretty much intentionally got myself arrested. I got arrested for public intox because in Iowa there's an intox law. So, yeah, I ended up getting arrested, and I was like, okay, good, they got to kick me out now. So then I didn't get out of jail the next morning, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. I've gotten a public intox before. They usually let you out the next morning. Come to find out that he was complacent, whatever the word is, by signing papers to get me committed, to have like a mental commitment put on me. So
wow.
I ended up getting sent up to Mercy 2 West in Dubuque, Iowa. It's like the mental health ward. And then I ended up getting sentenced to 30 days of drug and alcohol treatment down at Mecca in Des Moines. Even though I didn't have any drug problems, I didn't have any alcohol problems, I didn't have any mental problems. Okay, sorry.
So you're saying the petty officer recruiter guy set you up for some reason? What do you speculate the reason was for that?
He did that. You know, he did the committal thing because he had to save his own. He had to save his own ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all the violations he did to me when I was a Depper. You know, and this is why when like I called the Naval Inspector General a month ago, this is why he's being investigated right now because he invited me to his house, let me meet his family. That's a violation. All this.
How old are you right now? You were 21 when
I'm 23 now.
23.
My birthday is August 26, 1987.
So you are subjected to 30 days in the mental health facility.
Yeah, we're down in Mecca, which is a government. It's like I can't really say it's government sponsored. Well, yeah, I think it gets government funds. Where they dope me up with antidepressants, antipsychotics, against my will, I blacked out. The next thing I remember is I'm waking up in Story County, Iowa jail, where Iowa State University is, the Iowa State Cyclones, if you ever heard of them. I wake up in Story County, Iowa jail, accused of all these crimes. I was all over the news. This story even hit Associated Press. Just Google my name. Google Ryan, R-Y-A-N, last name Style, S-T-E-I-L. It even hit Associated
Press. Yeah, okay. So, all right. I'm in on this now. It's all a big
scam. No. It's not.
Ryan Style. Ryan Style. Isn't that the guy that's behind the Style Project?
It's don't.
Am I right about that? I could be wrong.
I thought it was an elaborate,
really good story. Where are you?
Awesome.
I'll let you finish it though. So, all right.
I'll tell you the best part about telling lies is to have facts, and he wanted to nail those dates down. And nobody remembers things
and
like
all
that.
The locations and the names
and his date of birth. Really, really great job.
Yeah. It sounded like a George Carlin story.
Everything I said was true. I want to hear the rest of it.
So you've gotten this far. You might as well finish it. I don't believe a word of it. But
okay. All you got to do is Google my name. Well, it's just Ryan Michael Style. I was accused of all these crimes that I didn't do. You might not remember this. All you got to do is just look up my name, or even just look up this phrase: Dubuque man poses as blind veteran, cons Ames, Iowa Good Samaritans. I ended up sitting in jail for over 3 months for all these crimes I didn't commit. I ended up getting sentenced down to 30 days of treatment down at the Mental Health Institute here in Iowa in Mount Pleasant for 30 days, which was chock full of military personnel. And, I mean, I'm just a kid. I'm just a kid, and I ended up just having my life destroyed because I actually had the courage to join the military. So you actually did end up joining the military
at the end of the story, or no?
Well, that's the thing. It's like when you're in debt. I mean, I swore in down at MEPS. I had to go to drills. I had to go to debt meetings. I had to go to just all this stuff. It's like, yeah, I know I never left for basic, but for 7 months of my life, the military was my entire life. And I ended up getting my life destroyed by
what
it.
What are you doing now, Ryan Style?
I'm a DJ now. I'm a performer. I work as a semi-professional actor.
You are a performer. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
You should have the sound effects with the applause.
I've got that if you want some. There you go, Ryan.
That was very good.
He kept us going for two segments on that one.
Yep.
Now, by the way, Googling Ryan Style doesn't give you anything.
Well, it's going to get you a DJ. And what is it, the Pacific Northwest?
Sometimes they use, somebody has called with a call like that before, and maybe it was the same guy, I don't know. But they throw out names, too, and usually they're names that have some sort of significance within the community that they're kind of shouting out to very subtly.
Bada Booey. That kind of thing.
I guess. That's a Howard Stern thing. But
I'm suggesting that community has words and phrases that mean things to people in that community.
And I don't remember any of the names that he gave, but the recruiter guy was mentioned several times. And so it'd be like, you know, the people from 4chan, which is this internet website where a lot of these memes were created, the popular ideas that spread quickly around the internet, you know, putting a Raptor Jesus out there or something like that would be a reference to 4chan that nobody understands except people 4chan. That know it. Yeah, so 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. I had my suspicions early on in that call. I just wanted to see where it was going.
Well, I wondered myself, but, you know, it was fun.
Well, I guess it did go somewhere. He allegedly was locked in a mental hospital for 30 days. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Real support by Blackfoot.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site completely free. So head over there and do that totally free. freetalklive.com. And by the way, some of those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of this program, or videos qualify too. You can go get the details on how to do that if you're a lady listener at shrine.freetalklive.com, or just go there and see the shrine for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable? SACL CAI handles all of that. They're a big sponsor of Free Talk Live. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, loves the show, loves the ideas of liberty. And, you know, if you've got a business, you need some help in the areas of accounts receivable, collections, billing, things like that, SACL CAI can handle it. They're the top sponsor on the banner row there on the right-hand side of freetalklive.com. Click on their banner, go to SACL CAI.
So we just finished up a phone call that now I am confused about, because the guy that was on the phone with us for the whole hour so far, you know, this is the first half of this hour, was telling us a lengthy, detailed story about what was apparently him. That was the allegation, was that it was him. He claimed his name was Ryan Style toward the end, and that he was saying that he was going to join the military, was in the delayed entry program, decided he was going to skip out at the end, but then ended up being intimidated into continuing on, ended up in Dubuque, Iowa, getting himself arrested, and said, "You can Google me, my name's Ryan Style." And I thought, oh, Style, okay, because I was already questioning the call. It was a little too detailed. It had kind of that cranker sound to it to me. And then when he mentioned that name, I thought, oh, the Style Project. That's one of those websites, a bunch of sick graphic photos and things like that on there. And I thought, oh, he's just trying to riff on that. And no, somebody, Jeff Proctor here, one of the producers behind the scenes, shot me a link. Apparently I was spelling Style wrong when I went and I Googled it.
Yeah, I thought so.
And the style is spelled S-T-E-I-L. I was spelling it S-T-I-L-E. And apparently there is a story out there about a Ryan Michaels style. So I guess the question here, and I'll give you the details on the story, but I guess the question is, were we actually talking to Ryan Michaels style, or were we talking to somebody who was aware of that situation and wanted to, I don't know, spend a half an hour of our airtime talking about stuff?
We said he was a performer. We said he was a performer. He was, yeah, he was playing a role, maybe.
He was a performer, for sure. Here's the story from, and it, this is backed up on, I'm not sure what the original source is. This is from leatherneck.com, which is some Marine Corps website. But I did Google it, and I did find some other news sites that picked this story up, or that were originating the story. Good Samaritans along Main Street in Ames, Iowa, last week helped out a blind, injured military veteran, giving him cash to get a hotel room at the Best Western and other Goodwill donations. They even helped him cash checks at a local bank when he said he didn't have ID on him. The only problem with the scenario was that the man wasn't a veteran, and he wasn't injured or blind, and the checks weren't his. Ryan Michael Style, 21, of Dubuque, was arrested and charged with three counts of felony forgery and one count each of fraudulent practices, fifth-degree theft and third-degree burglary.
Fifth-degree theft? Who ever heard of such a thing? Okay.
Police said he ran a number of different scams in the Ames area after arriving here from Des Moines, where he'd
been... You don't run too many scams dead drunk. And wasn't that the claim that he had had some kind of blackout drinking situation?
That was the claim that might have been a night prior to this, where he had been sent to the Mecca Center for Substance Abuse and Behavioral Problems. Ames police caught up with Style and, after first trying to send him back to the treatment center, arrested him in connection with the illegal but reportedly convincing cons. "This guy's good," said Commander Mike Brennan of the Ames Police Department.
"Sure is."
People were really taken in by him. One good Samaritan, Brian Dwaran of Ames, signed three stolen checks over to himself after Style, posing as an injured blind veteran, asked for his help. Dwaran told police after the checks were reported stolen that Style had said he had no ID and wouldn't be able to cash the checks himself. The checks had come from the room of Devin Ron, a student whose fraternity brothers had given someone matching Style's description a ride while Ron was out of town. While on vacation, Ron's bank notified him that three checks worth $400 had bounced. When he returned to Ames, Ron found that the bag he'd left his checkbook in had been stolen. By May 21st, Ames police were on to Stiles' alleged scams. They'd previously picked him up for reportedly acting strange at the Tip Top Lounge a few nights earlier, which is sounds like the event that the caller was referencing. They served a search warrant on the residence where he was staying, where officers found that Style had been spending time on Main Street, allegedly telling people he was a veteran of the Navy or Marines, and that he'd been wounded and was blind as a result of his injuries. Police said none of Style's claims were true. Dubuque County Sheriff's Department had a pickup order out for Style, who'd absconded from the Des Moines Treatment Center, and Ames police held him until deputies came to pick him up and take him back. Mike Brennan from the police department said Style spent one night in the recovery center before leaving again. When a patrol officer saw Style back in Ames on May 24th, he notified the police sergeant at the department, who by then had enough to charge him. Style was arrested and taken to Story County Jail, where he was being held on a combined cash-only bond of $10,600. This story was from 2009. So it presumably would be out by now, whatever the charges were. If he was held in jail for a certain period of time, he'd be out not by now. So the question is, were we really talking to the scam artist, Ryan Style?
Well, the guy that we talked to sounded like a scam artist. I mean, I can tell you that.
But what was his intention,
I don't
guess,
know.
That?
That's very strange. Why did he call
promotion, maybe?
Yeah. He says he's an entertainer now. You know, I'm the entertainer that ran this hustle.
Well, he has a website, or not a website, but he has a Facebook page, Ryan Michael Style, S-T-E-I-L. I can tell you, he doesn't look like a military veteran. He looks pretty young, but then again, they do start in the military
Well, he didn't really
young.
Claim to be a military veteran. He claimed to have been in this DEP program.
No, he was ripping people. No, he didn't claim to us that he was a military veteran. But according to the news story, he was telling people on the street that he was a military veteran.
Gotcha.
To get their sympathy and that he was blind, et cetera, and
like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
It's supposedly a pretty
He
good
had his
film.
Legs tied up behind him, and he was, like, so he had stumps, and he was on this little cart with wheels, like and he was pushing himself around, begging money from people.
So he's there on Facebook. He's got 330 friends, and references Jesse Ventura.
Does he play Farmville?
I don't know about that, Mark. Can you tell that about somebody? When
I don't have any idea.
So there you go. 800-259-9231, and he wants Jesse Ventura to run for a political office for president in 2012. If he ever calls back, you know, I have to ask. Hopefully we'll remember his voice or remember when he calls back. I'd like to know, are you sorry for what you did? Because if what you're doing was not very nice, if you were the real Ryan Stile and you were on the streets scamming people for money and stealing checks from folks and representing yourself to be somebody that you weren't,
that's fraud. That's
pretty scummy, dude.
Yeah.
And we've all done some bad things in our past, but you know, I just wonder about that. Anyway, 800-259-9231. What do you think? Was it a real the real guy? Mark, what do you think? Was it the real dude?
I do.
You think it was a real guy? Yeah.
Might also have been a buddy of his, too.
Could be. Well, you can bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. By the way, I told you that the police in Washington were very very concerned over something that was flashing. A suspicious object. Well, turns out it was a Christmas ornament. Authorities shut down the subway station at the Pentagon and diverted hundreds of passengers in frigid temperatures early Wednesday while investigating a suspicious object that turned out to be a blinking Christmas ornament. Trains on the Washington area, this is from MSNBC, trains on the Washington area metro system were forced to bypass the huge Defense Department headquarters after the object was discovered in the station at 7:15 in the morning. According to their police force, someone spotted some lights that were blinking in a trash can. We took it seriously. It was called a suspicious object, and they came and x-rayed and inspected the item. Trains were forced to pass through the station without stopping, meaning passengers had to get off at a different station and walk, or take a bus back to the building. The Pentagon is also a major transit point for a number of area buses, and people lined up by the hundreds as police investigated. So, huge delays earlier today in Washington, D.C.
Keeping us safe.
Because somebody put a battery-operated Christmas ornament in a garbage bin. 800-259-9231, or rather, because the government overreacts to anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. 800-259-9231. Again, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. And what is SACL CAI?
Collections company. They do early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables, and they can help you and your company with accounts receivable, all sorts. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
That's right. Right there at the top of the banner column there. So you can, of course, bring up whatever you want. The government police in Washington, D.C. freaking out over a Christmas ornament. Now, this follows the Boston police a couple of years ago freaking out over some light bright signs that were put up around the city with a cartoon character on them. And so then there was the story about, I don't remember what city it was, but the people that were freaking out over, wasn't it like a toy, some sort of stuffed animal that was sitting out in, I don't remember the exact teddy bear, I forget what it was, but something that was like
I remember the stuffed animal story. I remember the Boston police also finding a traffic counting machine that their own government put out to count traffic and blew that up too.
Now, this one was more recent. That was one too, but this one was more recent where there was a cul-de-sac in a neighborhood that was nearby a school.
It was
like
a
horsey or something.
Ride my pony of some sort, yeah.
Yeah. And they freaked out over that.
My pony. Yeah.
Bring the bomb squad out, blow the item up. In this case, it didn't sound like they actually blew this one up, which is a little unusual. In this case, they just x-rayed and inspected the item. And discovered that it was a Christmas ornament. It was battery operated and
dangerous
flashing.
Christmas ornaments.
It's just so crazy that this is happening. I mean, does anybody look at this and say, "Oh boy, thank goodness we had the police to keep us safe"? I mean, it could have been a real bomb. I mean, we need to call the police out for everything that has an LED on it. My phone's got an LED on it; it flashes too, and I get a text message. Should we inspect that?
If you leave it out on a bench someplace, we're going to have to. It could be made of completely of C4 with an LED.
It could be, right? I mean, how paranoid do you have to be to believe that everything that has a flashing light on it is possibly a bomb?
Well, that's
crazy.
It's paranoid.
Yes.
Paranoia.
Well, it's paranoia, but the question really comes down to how evil does your government have to be in order to actually have to fear everything that has a flashing light on it is meant as some kind of reprisal for their
what
actions.
They do?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think the United States government is any more evil than any other government. I just think they have power and that governments are evil. And that when you mix, governments and power, you're going to get whoever's at the top acting in an evil fashion.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad people within the government, but there's good people, too, that are just caught up. They needed a job, and they ended up in the job they're in.
So I just think it's just an it's been like this, too, for a while, where everybody, not everybody, but there are a lot of people out there that lose it. And then, of course, you've got the, you combine this, this overreaction to everything, you combine that with the snitch society. We started out the night telling you about the iPhone app that allows you to snitch out your neighbors and snitch out whoever for supposed suspected terrorism. Who knows? Maybe this report came in via the iPhone app. I don't know. But now you've got the, you've got this overreaction factor combined with this constant barrage of, if you see something, say something. And this message coming from the government from everywhere. Now in the Walmart checkout lines, you're being barraged with this. It used to just be in the subways and the airports where they were, you know, they played the overhead message. Passengers, please be aware of your surroundings. And if someone leaves a bag, then report it. You know, those kind of things. It's just barraging you with this fear factor, with this paranoia, and it's just going to make it worse. It's going to make more people, more likely, I think, these susceptible ones, obviously the people like us are going to hear it and roll our eyes and just be just sick and tired of it, but the people that are susceptible to this message, the people that are buying into the idea that we need to be so scared and that there's terrorists are lurking around every corner, It's going to continue to amp up where more of these reports are going to come in. If more people are being encouraged to report, if you see something, say something. Whatever is suspicious, send a report in. We'll send out the bomb squad, shut down the entire terminal, and delay thousands of people from getting to work.
Well, the question becomes, what are you more afraid of? Are you afraid of some terrorist lurking somewhere with a towel on their head? Or are you more afraid of your country turning into the Soviet Union? I think I'm a lot more afraid of the latter. I'll take my chance with so-called terrorists.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, and that's one of the big objections that comes up when you talk about getting rid of the coercive, violent monopoly that we know of as government. Well, what if this happens, or what if that happens? Like you say, Wayne, I'd rather take my chances with the invading Mongolian hordes, you know, the supposed fantasy, violent situation that the people that support government would have you believe is inevitable. As soon as the government goes away, you know, the Chinese are going to arm up and come over and take over. And it's just so paranoid and so crazy and so unrealistic because, you know, we've got guns and people can defend themselves. Unless you live in New York City.
Well, when the Roman Empire collapsed, actually the people saluted and cheered on the barbarians because living around the barbarians was far easier than living under the taxation and oppression of the Roman government.
You know, the other aspect of this this bomb scare situation is people think they're living in a movie. You think that every bomb is going to have flashing lights on it? And how about a countdown timer? They always have countdown timers, right? A watch strapped to it. I mean, look, if you're a smart terrorist and you want to blow something up, put the duct tape over the LEDs. You know, you don't need to have LEDs for a bomb in the first place.
LEDs have to flash, otherwise it's not a bomb, Ian.
You know what I mean?
This is more government make-work programs. You know, they have all these cops that have been created through all these funding mechanisms, whether it's the Department of Homeland Security, the War on Drugs, Part 1, Part 2, or Part 3. That hired all these law enforcement officers on duty. There's just not a need for them, so they need to create more things for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
What does the average American think when they see this? Now, I don't know what it means to be an average American, but if you weren't of the liberty mindset, and we all weren't at some point in the past, at some point we probably believed we needed government for something. So if you were that person, what would you have thought when you heard a story like this? Would you have thought, well, you know, it's a good thing they went out anyways. I mean, yeah, it was just a Christmas ornament, but boy, it's a good thing we've got the bomb squad. They're doing their jobs, and, you know, I support them. Even though it was silly, I still support them. Or do you cower in fear because it could have been a bomb? Or do you laugh at them because they're ludicrous?
The first thing you have to say if you think that this was a good idea is, Ian, don't you know that we were attacked on September the 11th, 2001?
Then you don't have to do any kind of
logic. Right, there's no
logic
thinking after that. You don't have to discuss, you know, who did it or what. It's just scare, fear, bad, fear, scare.
Yeah, talking point.
So I'm just curious, you know, what do people think when they hear news like this at 1-800-259-9231? That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, I could look at the comments here on MSNBC. And indeed, there are a lot of comments that are on our side here and pointing out that this is absolutely ludicrous. The first comment is the terrorists have won. So it's pretty insane. What's next? What madness will befall us next? You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. In other travel news, according to the Examiner, WashingtonExaminer.com, elephant tails, dried hedgehogs, and chicken blood probably weren't on the top of your packing list the last time you traveled. But U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized all of that and other animal parts and plants from one suitcase at Washington Dulles International Airport. CPB spokesbureaucrat Steve Sapp said that the items were taken on December 3rd from a 59-year-old man who was traveling from Ghana. The passenger said the items were used for spiritual purposes.
I just knew that was coming.
Yeah, I thought so.
Officials didn't release
health related, some kind of.
Doesn't sound too healthy carrying
snake
around
oil.
Chicken blood.
Yeah.
Officials didn't release the name of the man who is en route to Maryland because he's not been charged with a crime. The suitcase contained two elephant tails, bloody sheets, five chicken feathers, chicken blood, a dried hedgehog, two dried chameleons, grass, seed pods, tree bark chips, and a jug filled with soil, herbs, and blood, according to authorities.
Couldn't he get a lot of that stuff once he got here?
This is by far one of the strangest suitcases we have ever opened, according to their port director. The passenger had declared to CPB only that he was carrying dried herbs and clothing. Most of the items were incinerated, according to the officials. Regardless of its intended purpose, each item posed potentially severe animal and plant disease threats to American agriculture, according to the bureaucrats.
Sometimes this can really be the case. Some things get loose and just wipe out populations.
Elephant tails were not destroyed and were turned over to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The tails violated the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. And the passenger was told about the regulations. The main consequences he faces are that he had to give up the suitcase and all of its contents. Very interesting. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Should people be able to travel with whatever they want? It's Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.